This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
About it in the Wall Street Journal, it's already too late.
Nobody knows if the stock is going to go up, down, sideways.
The only problem you're going to have is that you didn't buy more. Let me lock in that trade right now and get back to you with my secretary with an exact confirmation.
Buy or sell time here. And Hooligans, if you have a buy or sell, you want to text it in, shoot it to me. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Buy or sell. Rockies get the dub last night or yesterday. Will they get to win number 35 before, or I guess I could say by Monday? They need three more dubs. You got a four-game series coming up against Arizona that starts tonight. And then, well, yeah, four-game series. Can you win three of the four? Are you buying that at all? These rookies are playing well. Hunter Goodman's on a different planet right now. Unfortunately, for my face and my head, I am not buying it. It'd be nice to get one here so that we're on the push to close this thing out next week. But I don't see the Rockies winning the series against Arizona. Maybe they can steal one. And maybe that's tonight. Yeah, you got Freeland's get some confidence. He's playing Sunday. He's pitching Sunday. Chase Dolander was great his last time out. He's pitching on Saturday. Gordon's on Friday night. And then not Mookie Blaylock is pitching tonight for the Colorado Rockies. But I'm not buying it. I think it's still gonna be a journey for us to get there. But we're getting close. We're at the 3-win mark. Feeling good. Buy or sell. Broncos defense will be better than they were last year. Better defense than last season. I know, Mike, you were thinking about that. Last year, overall, Denver was one of the top defenses in the league. And they were good throughout, except for that final month. And we talked about that yesterday. December kind of caught them. They were going up against some really good teams, and they were giving up points. But last year, they were third in the NFL in rushing yards allowed per game at 96.4. Against the pass, it was not as good. They were kind of middle of the pack there. But there's no mistake. This defense was outstanding. They were third in the league, I think, in points allowed. December is really what they could have ended up first if it wasn't for that crappy month of December. They're going to be better. You added a cornerback in Jahdae Barron. How big of a player is he going to be in year one for Denver? I'm actually, even though I've been critical lately, the last couple of days, because I'm basing it off the last time we saw this defense, they gave up 31 to the Bills in the playoffs. They could shut down the bad teams. The good teams, the good offenses found ways to score points against them. But I'm buying it. I think this is going to be a better defense. I think they got much better. Dre Greenlaw, stay healthy. Hufanga, stay healthy. And then if your rookie and Jahdae Barron cannot play necessarily like a rookie, yeah, you should be looking at a better defense, assuming everybody can stay healthy.
I think you can take this to Vegas and win a lot of money, especially when they go to Vegas and shut down the Raiders.
How about the Chargers?
Oh, it's a shutdown.
That's week three.
That's going to be fun to watch the Chargers get smashed.
I don't know. Let me get to my opponent preview here. I mean, they did pick up Najee Harris, and they drafted Omari in Hampton. They might have a really good run game, and that's what Mr. Jim Harbaugh is all about over there. So, yeah, it could be a tough battle for the Denver Broncos. Michael, we brought this up today. We were talking about that weird the rabbit situation going on, like growing some kind of antlers out of its face and its head. It's kind of freaky. And it just had us, we've made four or five different Stranger Things references today. So I'm asking you, are you buying or selling that Stranger Things is going to live up to all the hype? Would they do three seasons? And now we've got these, the final season is basically a string of movies kind of type deal?
This is season five.
Okay, so they did four seasons, and then they're going to do three episodes that are really long, correct?
Yeah, something like that.
Are you buying that this is going to live up to a lot of buildup over the years?
Maybe, because I really loved season one and really liked season two, and season three existed.
They're like 9,000 years old now.
Yeah, they are. It's very weird. Like, when the second half of the season, it looked like they were all adults, and I'm like, this kind of takes me out of it. Can they just like marvel their ages down where they just put dots on their faces and make them look younger through CGI?
I loved Stranger Things, but I got to admit, it's been so long since I've seen it. I mean, when was the last season out, Mike? Was that 2 years ago?
Three years, something like that.
That's
I don't
too
remember.
Long. That's too long in between. Whatever happened to the days back in my day?
Back in my day, we had 25
episodes.
It
was once a year. Once a year. You get I'm watching Severance on Apple TV. Amazing show. But they, like, I know they were in COVID, so it was weird. But from season one to season two, it was like 4 years in between. And now we don't know when it's going to start again, like in 2 years? Why? Why does it take so long?
I would like to watch that show. Can I have your password?
I think they catch on to that now.
Oh, okay.
I think they're...
Is it Jokic 15?
No. Close.
Is it I love Jokic?
Mm-mm. I don't think so.
Number one Nuggets fan?
No, my wife creates the password, so mine are too obvious. I don't know. I missed the day where it was like once a year you knew it was coming out. But they're taking more time, I guess, try to get it right.
I miss those cliffhangers when you'd get something at the end of the season, and sometimes you didn't know how big the cliffhanger would be, and if it was something epic, you'd be like so shocked and angry that you had to wait a few months.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like you have to wait a couple of years, and you forget about it.
You forget about it. And then sometimes I'll go back and watch, but I'm also like, I don't want to go back through all of that. There's certain episodes maybe I didn't like, certain scenes. I don't want to relive all of it.
Yeah, and then sometimes you're like, oh, yeah, that's right. It came out, and it came out 6 months ago, and I just don't remember.
Mm-hmm. I got a text here.
Much stuff. I have a job.
What do you guys make of all the remakes now? Like, you got now Freaky Friday. Well, it's not a remake, but it's like a sequel. Freaky Friday. Happy Gilmore 2 just came out.
Lame.
Clueless. They're making a second Clueless. If you remember Alicia Silverstone in the 90s, that was a big-time movie. I just saw something the other day that they're going to do a sequel to that. I'm not in on them. I think they're trying to capitalize on our age group, because the movies were awesome in the 90s.
I would like that. If
the early
2000s. They need to go and do the Face-Off 2 that they've been promising for years.
Ooh, I don't know.
I mean,
how can you do
I
it?
I love
well,
Face-Off.
Well, didn't they kill Castor Troy?
They did, but, you know.
Well, how's he coming back?
I don't know how he's going to come back. Like, they lasered his face off, and, like, that's you know, totally fake science.
That was a great movie.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But it was so, like, the body types didn't change.
Well,
did you notice that?
They did. They like used fake science to change it because they showed it on a computer. This is what they're going to do. And then somehow they changed it.
Yeah. But
we're
it was.
Cut your hairline and then we're going to get rid of these love handles.
That was a great
movie. Once you're gone,
though.
We're going to put the love handles back in this mole.
Yeah, I watched that movie a lot. That was a good one. But I don't need to see... There was a time when I was younger, I'm like, sequels, yeah. Anytime I hear about a sequel, that's great. But I just kept getting disappointed. Rarely. Unless it's predetermined that they're going to do a batch of sequels. When you have 10, 20, 30 years in between, you don't even have the same writers anymore. You know? Like, they can't
and some
recapture.
Of the same actors.
You know, they bring... Yeah, and they bring... And I haven't seen Happy Gilmore 2, and I heard it was good from some, and I heard it was bad from others.
You heard it was good from people with, like, very simple senses of humor.
Well,
like
to be
Easter eggs.
Well, yeah, but Happy Gilmore wasn't necessarily the smartest movie in the history of the world, Mike.
No, it wasn't, but this was basically, hey, you remember that joke from Happy Gilmore?
Yeah.
Here's the joke again.
Yeah.
And then the same thing three minutes later.
Same with Anchorman. And I did not see Dumb and Dumber, the sequel.
Or the prequel.
I tried to watch the prequel. It was so bad. You can't do these at all if you don't bring back the original actors. If the movie was like Dumb and Dumber, that is Jim Carrey and what's his face?
Jeff Daniels.
Like,
he was great in Gettysburg.
They tried to make the sequel. Stop. You always do that.
Great movie.
Just has nothing to do with anything we're talking about. I like my favorite movie of all time is Gangs of New York. Still to this day, that one still lives up. If they were to come out and say, "Yeah, we're making a sequel to that," I'm out. Like you can't redo or try to recapture some of that movie magic.
Well, if they're going to do it, they're going to do a spinoff.
No.
Or a prequel.
I saw The Office. The creators of The Office have a show coming out, but it's not really a sequel to The Office. It's just going to have the same kind of. So I think it was sold inappropriately to people that it was a sequel. It's going to be called The Paper, I think. So it's like a newspaper, and they're doing the same kind of stuff that they did in The Office with the point of view cameras and stuff. It didn't look bad to me. I'm glad it's not a sequel to The Office because you can't do it. I love The Office. I can watch The Office over and over again. But you cannot recapture that, especially several years later. It has to be within a couple years, I think.
I know a few of the actors from The Rock are dead, but I would watch a sequel to The Rock. I don't know how they would
do it.
Like, Riker's Island has been taken over.
Name a sequel that wasn't a predetermined sequel that was any good. Like, I'm saying, like, Lord of the Rings, when it came out, it was sold as there's going to be three of these.
And then they made the Hobbit movies, and they...
The Hobbit ones were rough.
It was because that's one book, and then they're like,
and they turned
let's
it into
it three movies.
You can't do it. It's one, maybe two movies. Well, County Swami says, the lack of creativity in Hollywood is astonishing. Yeah, like...
They don't read books
well,
anymore.
Well, they think that we're all idiots, so they're like, well, it was popular in 1996. Let's just do it again, but they're older now. Like, Clueless was it's a chick movie, but it's actually not that bad of a movie. Paul Rudd was in it. I think he's a vampire, by the way, because he looks the exact same. That was high schoolers, and they had their lingo, and that was what it was about, was that kind of Beverly Hills the way they talked and dressed and stuff. You can't do that when now you're in your 40s and you're a mom or whatever. It just doesn't work. I mean, seriously, name a sequel that has been good that wasn't like a predetermined sequel.
Was the Terminator planned?
I think the Terminator was planned.
Okay, because Terminator
like
was great, and then Terminator 2 was great. Rocky 2 was good.
Rocky was planned, though, too. I think Sylvester Stallone was already like working on scripts when they were producing the first one.
And then it progressively got worse. And then,
listen, those movies are what they are. I like them for what they are, but they're not like...
The first one with Michael B. Jordan was really good.
The first one?
Well, the first Rocky...
I was like...
With the Rocky character being his coach and Michael B. Jordan being a boxer, that one was good. I didn't see the other two. I heard the third one was just kind of bleh.
Yeah. Swami says Happy Gilmore too. I do want to see it. I don't have Netflix. I have everything else but Netflix, so I probably won't anytime soon.
we could trade passwords.
I think they catch your location. Maybe, I don't think we could. Go Pokes. Oh, he's talking about the rabbit. He's like, that's a jackalope, bro.
I was trying to remember
Godfather.
That word.
He says Godfather. I don't even remember the sequel.
Oh, the sequel. Sequel is about as good as the first. I like the first one better, but the ending, just when you think the ending isn't as good, it ends just
Are
perfectly.
Any of the scary movies good when they make sequels to scary movies?
That's not my genre, so I've never been a real big fan of that. I did like when I was producing Good Morning NoCo, they had one that with Glenn Close in it, and that was really fantastic.
So, like, you and I both really like the movie Sinners.
Oh yeah,
and I'm like, oh, I want to know more. I want to learn more about the vampire, you know, and his background because he obviously had a wife, you know, and like I want to learn more about it. But then you can't do it. You can't go back and
recapture
because the movie's about two different things. You know, half the movie is one way, and then the second half is a different way.
Yeah, and really, I want to know more about Ludwig Göransson's process of
I don't know what
the original
that is.
Score.
Really want to know about Ludwig Göransson's score and his music that inspired him.
Speaking of which, I did not mention that the original score to Gettysburg is also fantastic. Randy Edelman.
Why are you?
I'm just saying, like, it's really great.
What happened? Seriously, where did it stop being normal? What day?
When
you
was
wake
I
up,
ever normal?
That's what I'm saying. Like, surely there was a time where you did normal things.
I just love music, Brady.
Well, yeah, but, like, I do too, but not the way, like, you like music in a weird way. It's just strange to me. There had to be a moment when you're like, I'm not going to be a normal human. I'm going to start doing these things.
I think when I was born, the doctor was like, this guy's going to be completely weird.
Good
and
luck.
And that's okay.
Well, King
because
Swami's,
he's going to be a huge Broncos fan.
Well, King Swami's like the Conjuring films. I've never seen those. I seriously don't know. I guess like the Disney cartoon sequels were all. There was a time where some of those were pretty good when I was little. But that was I don't know if it was just because I'm a little kid and I just like the idea of ooh Aladdin 2, sweet. I get to see the genie again.
Yeah,
I don't know if it was good.
I'm a little older than you, and I saw it, and I'm like, oh, this is not good.
I liked it when it came out.
I didn't realize it at the time, but that was not Robin Williams. And Robin Williams was the best part.
He wasn't Robin Williams wasn't the genie in the second
one? No.
The Return of Jafar?
Yeah, they pissed him off for some reason. I don't know what it was, but Disney really made him mad so he wouldn't come back.
I wish I didn't know that information.
That's, like, I would not. He was. And it was a good movie. The first one, Aladdin, was a good movie.
A great movie. Aladdin was a great movie.
Okay, yes. I'll give you that. It was a great movie. Not Beauty and the Beast. I like that better.
Beauty and the Beast was a great movie. Scary, though.
It was a little scary.
The Beast was scary.
Yeah, I wasn't too afraid because the time I saw it, I was, you know, not the type of person.
Oh, like last year, you watched it for the first time?
Yes, and I was like, oh, I'm not afraid of things anymore. Music to it was fantastic.
Yeah, I don't know. I seriously can't think of any of them that stick out in my mind enough.
Tale as old as time.
I'm seriously going through the catalog of movies in my mind.
Lion King, did you see the second one?
Yeah.
First one was actually, I saw the first one when I was like a little too old for Disney movies, when I was kind of over it. So like there's just a blank space of Disney movies between Lion King and Frozen that I've just never seen.
They made a sequel to Frozen, and my wife likes that a lot. I didn't like the sequel.
I've heard good things about it, but
it's not good.
I only saw Frozen with my niece, who was 3 at the time, so obviously I didn't see it. I was just listening to a 3-year-old explain to me what happened.
Yeah, I had no idea what happened. They got very complicated in the story, and I'm like, okay, that's just too much. GoPoke says Creed.
Oh, that's the one with Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, and that's a sequel, I guess, to the first franchise, and then they started branching out, and that was when Rocky was the coach, right?
Yeah.
I did see that. I don't remember it enough. There was a time when I watched a lot of movies. I loved watching movies. I loved going to the movie theater.
Best
I just
Pixar
don't
movie.
Do it anymore. Best Pixar movie?
Yeah.
I don't know which ones are Pixar. I don't pay attention to the brand as much. Is Up Pixar?
Yes, it is. I haven't seen all the Pixars.
Is Bugs Life Pixar?
I'm not sure.
Bugs Life was good.
Bugs Life
the freaking
might be
grasshoppers,
Disney
man. No. Before. Yeah, the grasshoppers were wanting their harvest, and they needed the bugs to make more harvest, and then they got their stuff destroyed somehow. So the bug goes and finds the circus bugs, and it's like, hey, act like you're really tough, and then we'll scare the grasshoppers.
You know, one Pixar movie that was really underrated that I don't think people like as much as I do is, I don't remember what it's called. It's
that
like
good.
Soul or something.
Oh, no, I didn't see that
one. I like that one.
Speaking of new ones, Encanto is really good.
Really?
Check that one out. That's really good. Tunes are good in it. I'm saying tunes. I'm not saying the score. I'm like trying to be cool.
I'm more of a fan of like the original score and less a fan of like the singing stuff.
They sing. They do sing a little bit. 26 minutes after the hour, we're going to continue our Broncos opponents preview. So far, and Micah obviously has them going undefeated, but you're not going to take betting advice from Michael over there. I got the Broncos going 2-0. Week 3, they take a trip to Los Angeles to take on the Chargers. Let's talk about that. Coming up here in just a moment, also recap more thoughts from Colorado State. Practice coaches' thoughts on the I think we have the receivers clip, Mike. Is that or the running backs clip? I'm not sure. Maybe defensive one. I gave you a bunch. I don't know what you have. So we'll hear from Coach Jay Norvell and some of that too. It's a whole show powered by Chevron. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Just how good will the Broncos defense be in 2025?
So good! So good!
Let's find out together at NoCo's home for Broncos games and talk. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition. Every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Ellison Hubbard, a former CSU Ram, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
You know, one thing I always told Braden is that there's no secrets between the head coach and the quarterback. I mean, we know how hard his job is, and we want him to understand everything we're trying to do. And we're trying to prepare him the very best so he can go out and play. He's got the hardest job on the field, and so we want to help him be as productive as he can be. So our relationship's great.
Jay Norvell on the relationship between he and his starting quarterback, Braden Fowler-Nicolosi. That continues to be the big story around this Rams football team right now. I was thinking about it yesterday watching practice, how interesting of a journey it was. Because Jay Norvell comes over from Nevada. He's got this young, up-and-coming quarterback, Clay Millen. And I got to know Clay. We did a little bit of the radio thing together for a while. Very great young man. So he was supposed to be the guy. And that was what they were going to start building off of. And you got the air raid, and he was going to lead that. And it was none of that stuff. The first year, I mean, he had a high completion percentage, but it was because they were running a lot of the easy stuff, you know, the screenplays and little comeback routes and things like that. And then the next year hits, we're not even talking about Braden Fowler-Nicolosi. But Clay Millen, in the first half against, I think it was Washington State, struggled mightily, and that was it. He was benched, and BFN took over in the second half, and then we didn't know for sure. Maybe that was just a one-off thing. Clay lost his starting job before ahead of week two. Or was it week three? It was right before they played the Buffs. And BFN took over. And that's when it started for him. And it was obvious at that stage. Okay, Clay's done. It's now Braden Fowler Nicolosi's football team. Because he lit it up against the Colorado Buffaloes. And then the year continued to be a little up and down the rest of the way. Last year, again, I would say up and down. There was never a stretch of games where I went, yeah, he's really turning out to be a great quarterback. Even though, like, what is he? Kevin told us he has a chance to, like, break Garrett Grayson's yardage record. But it's a different world we're in football. I mean, we're seeing... I'm not taking anything away from BFN and accomplishing that, but we are seeing more and more of those stats just being, more and more of those records being broken when it comes to offensive records and numbers on the football field. Listen, BFN's a good quarterback. The question just remains, like, is he going to be good enough on a team that has a lot of changes? Defensively, it's a completely different unit. Offensively, you lost your best weapon in Torrey Horton. Can he raise all boats this year? And his story has been fascinating. So the way he entered as the starter, and then you had Jay talking about Braden being offered NIL money to go somewhere, then doubled down and gave the number and gave the team, which was K-State. So that just added to this, for lack of a better term, legend surrounding Braden Fowler Nicolosi. And then you get him, he and Torrey Horton sitting down before the season started, about 3 weeks before the season. So, like, yesterday was media day. That's when the interview between BFN and Torrey Horton was held, several weeks before Colorado State would play Colorado. But you had BFN saying some interesting things about not playing for clicks, and it was Torrey Horton, too. Both of them were adding it in. And then Braden went to shake hands at the end of the Rocky Mountain Showdown last year with Shadur, and Shadur wouldn't shake his hands and said, just rattled his finger at him and said, oh, you're talking about Instagram, blah, blah, blah. BFN just said, whatever, man. And a lot of people were really after him. Buffs fans really targeted Braden Fowler Nicolosi. So there's been a few things that have really put kind of a target on his back, a target of, for criticism on his back. And, you know, Captain Hindsight here, you know, maybe was it the best idea for Jay to throw his name out there like that? Talk about him being offered this kind of money, because A, if he doesn't perform, that's going to be an ongoing joke surrounding Jay Norvell as the $600,000 man. And B, if he doesn't perform and you have to bench that guy, well, you've talked a lot about his loyalty to you. I mean, we wondered if maybe he was going to come back, if maybe he thought that CSU was going to continue down this path of running the football first and then throwing. He seems like more of a gunslinger, so he might want to go somewhere else that plays to his strengths. But he stuck around, and Jay talks a lot about his loyalty there. So it's for so many reasons, and we've talked about it, Colorado State is a fascinating study because of the year we're in. You know, if they go out on a rough note in the Mountain West, that is going to be another punchline that will surround them and the move to the Pac-12. If they win 4 or 5 games this year, that's going to be Jay's done at that point. If they can't find success in the Mountain West, then you ask, okay, well, how are you going to find success next year, knowing, okay, now Oregon State and Washington State are on the schedule. Both of them are on the schedule, and you're getting some of the top teams in the Mountain West every year. You're not getting Hawaii anymore. You're not getting some of the schools that you have consistently beat, New Mexico, over the years. So it's a big year, man. And it's like I talked about with Kevin. It does, a lot of this centers around the performance of Braden Fowler Nicolosi. and what he can do. I know there's other storylines, like defensively. Jay Norvell talked about, I don't know if you have that one, Mike, but Jay talked about the defense being aggressive. And that every time I hear him talk about the defense and what he wants from him, I can hear the knock on Freddie Banks, the former defensive coordinator. Because CSU's defense was fine last year. They weren't, like, as Jay said, extremely aggressive and getting turnovers left and right. But they were making stops. They came up with a lot of when the season turned around when they beat San Jose State. And that was thanks to an amazing defensive performance. And yet, Freddie Banks, Jay Norvell, didn't see eye to eye. So there's pressure there. Now you need to see that this Tyson Summers defense is going to do the things that Jay's talking about. The aggressiveness and getting turnovers and, you know, allowing CSU to be in short field position situations. I mean, defensively, teams would go down and drive long drives on them, but they a lot of times came up with stops and held teams to field goals or maybe shut them down before they could get into easy field goal range, which may force decisions whether to kick a field goal or to punt it. There was a lot of that going on. And I've talked to people where it's like the offense was off the field for so long that Jay felt maybe that was hurting the offense. Was defensively, sure, you're making the stops, but you're out there on the field all the time. I get that. I mean, it makes sense. If you have an offense based on a lot of rhythm, which a lot of college offenses are, you need to really get that. And if you're sitting there on the sidelines for a lengthy drive, even though it turned out to be somewhat positive, that can hurt your offense. Jay wants this team to win games, 30-plus to probably 20-plus? I mean, yeah, he wants to win games 30-plus to 10, you know? But realistically, I believe he's an offensive guy. He wrote a book on wide receivers. This guy wants to win by flat-out putting on a scoring show. So that means you need more opportunities offensively, and that was not the case last season. 41 minutes after the hour, the Broncos, week 3, heading to the Los Angeles Chargers. I'm going to preview that coming up. Zach Stevens, man, he keeps putting this news out here. Nick Benito had a little bone spur on the top of his foot, per Sean Payton. He had a little procedure with 3 stitches to take care of it. He will be back this week, made it clear this is not about his contract. So Garrett Bowles was in an ambulance, left on his own power, but his pads were off. Cortland Sutton was a little banged up, but still in. Can we get out of this day without any major injury news? 41 after. Mike, let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports slash.
Hey, this is Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. You're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
I feel the master. I feel the master.
We ready.
They ready.
Well,
come on.
We ready.
Week 3, the Broncos hopefully will be ready to go 3-0. They're heading to Los Angeles to take on the Chargers, led by Jim Harbaugh in his second season back in the NFL. He went 11-7 last year, lost in their first in their playoff game last year. But this team definitely got better with him. I mean, it just seems like it's kind of like what Sean Payton's done. You know, you bring in a real leader that can, honestly, just lead this group. And that's who you're getting with Harbaugh. The AFC West has some amazing coaches with great experience and a great pedigree of leadership. You got that with Carroll with the Raiders, Andy Reid with the Chiefs, Jim Harbaugh with the Chargers, and Sean Payton with the Broncos. I think those are some of the best, if not the best, grouping of coaches in all of the NFL. So what do the Broncos face going up against this team they struggled with last year? Rashawn Slater, left tackle, stud, out for the season. He's on injured reserve, so that is a big loss for the Los Angeles Chargers. But they picked up Najee Harris, and they drafted Omarion Hampton in the first round. So this is a team that is screaming, hey, we are going to stay committed to running the football. And you bring it, Najee, I think Najee had 1,000 yards last year. But that's what they're going to do. It's what he did at Michigan. They're going to take that kind of model that he found a lot of success in Michigan and run the football. Denver was extremely good at stopping the run last year. Justin Herbert, dude, the guy only had 3 interceptions last year. I mean, he's very careful with the football. So can the Broncos win this game? They lost twice last year. They lost 23-16 on October 13th, and then later in the season, they lost 34-27. That's when this defense took a hit. Once the calendar turned over from November to December, Denver's defense took a mighty hit. So taking on the Chargers early, if there's a theme there, then maybe this could go the right way for Denver. It's on the road against the Chargers. I think the Chargers are going to be a really good football team. They got Ladd McConkey is a really good young receiver. He was kind of a security blanket for or safety valve kind of guy for Herbert. This offensive line, they're pretty good, but you take Rashawn Slater off, a Pro Bowler, but now he's out. That's going to be tough. They had a rookie right tackle in Joe Alt last year. He was amazing last season in his rookie year. They're going to be leaning on him a lot. Can they go into Los Angeles and get the dub, Mike? No. They will be 2-1 to start the season. I have them losing on the road to the Los Angeles Chargers.
Where's that boo button?
You can't find it because you are not as good as you used to be. Not as good as you once were. Huh. Didn't really sound like booze at first, but it came around. I heard it at the end. All right, 150 the time. What did we learn? Coming up next, it's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Tune in to KFKA. Tonight at 5 to hear all about Fort Collins Lambkins football. Brought to you by Backus and Shanker.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, what?
Learn a whole lot, honestly, from yesterday's scrimmage. It was just like my golf game. It's nice to be out there. It's nice to be outside, although it wasn't really nice to be outside. It was warm. Not a fan of that. I'm going to go to a UNC football practice in the morning, though, so we'll talk about that. I do have the Broncos starting 2-1. Still over 500 record, Mike. I know you say no to that, but MPJ's thoughts on gambling. Look out, world. That stuff is happening. Hopefully more of it doesn't. I suggested maybe gambling sites eliminate the under option in gambling. Michael, what did you learn today?
I learned that you and I both like Face-Off. I learned that you and I both like a select few Disney movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I also learned that I agree with MPJ on something.
The MPJ, right?
Michael Penix Jr.?
Michael Porter Jr., of course. Well, they're both not in Colorado anymore, so... There you go. We no longer have that battle. We'll be back at it on a Friday. Our preps coverage continues. High school football training camp coverage. Coach is going to be in Fort Collins tonight talking all things Lampkins. Man, those have been great shows. Football is here. And we're ready to talk about it. Let's go. Let's go, Rockies. Let's get to two away. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.